for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 70% chance for snow with a high of 38. Tonight, 40% chance for snow with a low of 25. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Fairfield Rural Firefighters, the White County Sheriff's Office, and the White County Ambulance Service responded to a single-car crash in Mill Shoals at approximately 5:12 this morning. According to White County deputies, 56-year-old McLeansboro resident Jay Morris was northbound on Highway 45 in a 2015 Chevrolet 3500. At Public Road, he went off the right side of the roadway, struck a culvert, hit a Wainwright utility pole, and then flipped the truck on its top. Deputies say Morris sustained minor injuries, and White County EMS transported him to Fairfield Memorial Hospital for treatment. The truck was reportedly totaled and was towed from the scene. More news next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Love is in the air. Is it Valentine's Day or is it these incredible prices at Little Giant Grocery? Stop in today and see for yourself. Quarter loin sliced into pork chops, now just $1.59 a pound. Folgers House Blend Coffee, 10.3-ounce can, now only $2.49. High top bath tissue, 12 rolls, yours for just $3.59. Plus, save on California lettuce, $1.29 a head. And from the deli, get Old Country Store pan roasted turkey, now just $2.49 a pound. Little Giant Grocery in Carmine, you're gonna love it.
Frontier Community College will be having a job fair on Wednesday, April the 8th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Workforce Development Center. Employers from Wayne, Edwards, Clay, Jefferson, and Wabash counties need to call today to reserve your spot. Just contact Julie Bryant at 842-3711 and tell her you need a space at the job fair. This will be a great networking opportunity in a relaxed professional environment. And if you're looking for a new job or a new career, you won't want to miss this job fair on Wednesday, April the 8th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Workforce Development Center.
In other news, 25 CISNE FFA members submitted supervised agricultural experiences, also known as record books, in yesterday's Section 23 Proficiency Award judging at Mount Carmel High School. First place finishers included Bailey Lewis for agricultural education, Melanie Jordan for ag processing, Connor Smith in ag sales placement, Sarah Tim in agriscience research animal systems, Kevin Hyder in Agriscience Research Plant Systems, Abigail Biggs in Agriscience Research Integrated Systems, Lexi Locke in Beef Production Placement, Caleb Smith in Diversified Ag Production, Jesse Milner in Diversified Crop Production Placement, Bailey Hilliard in Equine Science Entrepreneur, Hannah Callahan in Food Service, Colin Draper in Service Learning, Zach Paul in Landscape Management, Gideon Walker in Poultry Production, Grace Milligan in Small Animal Production and Care, and Jacqueline Billington in Specialty Crop Production. The 16 winners will advance to District 5 interview competition at Mount Vernon Township High School on March 4th. Second place finishers included Noah Atwood in Ag Mechanics Repair and Maintenance, Avery Smith in Ag Sales, Riley Beckel in Environmental Science and Natural Resource Management, and Connor Brack in Turf Grass Management. Other participants were Miles Levi in Ag Services, Kylie Rucker in Equine Science Placement, Andrew Milligan in Goat Production, Mackenzie Dunn in Swine Production Placement, and Sierra Reed in Vegetable Production. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently stole a golf cart belonging to Terry McKinney. The cart is described as an easy-go electric cart with a red and white top and chrome wheels. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Wayne City Cub Scout Pack 185 will hold its annual soup and chili fundraiser tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Wayne City Community Building. Service will continue until the pack runs out of food, and the cost is by donation. The annual father-son cake decorating contest for scouts is also scheduled for the morning, and the cakes will be served as desserts. Scouts will seat, take orders, and serve all guests, and the menu will include various types of homemade soups and chili, tea and lemonade, and dessert. Republican Darren Duncan, a candidate for the Illinois 15th Congressional District, says he is plugged into the concerns of many people in southern Illinois and stands with President Trump on those national issues.
Supporting the president in his efforts to, defend the Second Amendment, the freedom and the right to bear arms, certainly a strong supporter of life, the sanctity of life, and then securing our borders and making sure that we have a process for legal immigration, but yet we have secure borders, people that are in line, to come have priority over those that are trying to come illegally, which I would not support, but those major issues that we hear so much about in Washington.
Duncan also says he's looking to improve the 15th Congressional District, which covers all or part of 33 counties in central and southern Illinois.
Infrastructure, the roads and the bridges, the things that impact our daily lives, and how they are deteriorating, and how resources need to be brought to central and southern Illinois to rebuild those things. They're important so that we can get back and forth to our jobs. They're important to agriculture so that we can move our commodities up and down the roads. And then just basics, the world is becoming more and more dependent upon things like the internet. And as we drive through the area, in fact, just a while ago, we kept going in and out of cell phone coverage areas. Well, so many things, so many companies, and what we're expected to do is dependent upon that.
Duncan says his experience in local politics in Vermilion County sets him apart from Mary Miller, Charles Ellington, and Kerry Wolf, the other three candidates for the Republican nomination. Kevin Gaither, John Hersey Jr., Craig Morton, and Erica Weaver are running on the Democratic ticket. Early voting for the March 17th primary is available now at the Wayne County Courthouse. Why Fairfield has entered the city into the ring for the HGTV series Hometown Takeover. According to the show's website, citizens of the selected town can expect to witness the rehabilitation of individual family homes, as well as the revitalization of public spaces, parks, local diners, and outdoor recreation areas. Applicants were encouraged to highlight aspects of their towns that make them unique, including distinctive features or special destinations. Why Fairfield submitted a video on Facebook showcasing the infrastructure in the city, but it notes various buildings need renovation. A link to the video can be found on our news headlines page. Today is the deadline to submit nominations for the Fairfield Outstanding Community Service and Business of the Year Awards. Nominations may be made by calling the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce office at 842-6116 or by emailing chamber@fairfieldilcitygov.us. The recipient of the Community Service Award will be announced at the annual chamber dinner on March 9th. The Business of the Year winner will also be recognized at the dinner. Last year's recipients were Dana Bankston Wilson and Carter Trucking, respectively. Doors for the chamber dinner will open at 5:30 on March 9th at the Fairfield Elks. Dinner will begin at 6:30. Tickets may be purchased for $20 at the chamber office through February 28th. The Fairfield Community High School varsity scholastic team went 3-1 in Southern Illinois Academic Conference action yesterday. FCHS defeated Mount Vernon, Marion, and Salem. They fell to Carbondale by 20 points. Answering toss-ups for FCHS were Jason Wright with 18, Jalise Kinney with 9, Carly Taylor with 6, and Brenna Freeman, Jacob Britt, Lex Gonzalez, and Xavier Tullis each with 1. Also participating for FCHS were Phoebe August, Emily Burbank, Claire Kaycak, Abby Marshall, and Tegan Rule. The Wayne County Farm Bureau Foundation will offer six $750 scholarships to Wayne County students who plan on majoring in an ag-related field in the fall 2020 semester. In addition, the Young Leader Committee will award one $1,000 scholarship with the same qualifications. Students may apply for Foundation and Young Leader scholarships using the same application, which may be downloaded from waynecfb.com. Applications are due on March 1st, and scholarships will be awarded during high school awards ceremonies. Anyone seeking more information about the Wayne County Farm Bureau Foundation can call 842-3342 or visit waynecfb.com/foundation. The state of Illinois is releasing the first $50 million in rural broadband funding. The money comes on a matching basis to expand access to high-speed internet to places where there might not be any access. Governor J.B. Pritzker says, in today's age, bringing communities high-speed data is similar to bringing electricity to rural residents 100 years ago.
I want to be clear, though. This isn't about a person's ability to go online and just look at their Facebook page. This is about a small business owner having the tools that she needs to reach new customers. This is about an elderly couple's ability to get access to medical experts anywhere in the nation, even if they live in a rural community. This is about giving children, like the ones that are here today, the ability to research their homework assignments online.
Internet providers, nonprofits, local governments, and others can apply for the grants. Up to $5 million per project will be available during the first round, and $420 million will be spent in all to increase coverage of high-speed internet. Governor Pritzker says plenty of attention will be given to rural areas, but he notes parts of West and Southside Chicago have no access to high-speed internet. Secretary of State Jesse White says Illinois' automatic voter registration system is still a good program, despite a few recent glitches. Kim Howard reports.
Secretary White says problems with the system that led to more than 500 non-citizens being added to the Illinois voter rolls have been fixed. Representative Tim Butler of Springfield thanked White for his office's quick action, but says this needs to be carefully watched since every vote matters.
We have an election next door in Macon County for sheriffs that's still being litigated that was by one vote out of 40,000 cast. We cannot diminish this. One vote could have made a difference here.
Some lawmakers are pushing to suspend automatic voter registration until it can be assured mistakes won't happen again. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois Department of Revenue says it collected more than $237 million in back taxes during a six-week tax amnesty period last fall. The revenue from more than 63,000 delinquent taxpayers exceeded the $175 million that Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration was expecting to help fund the state's $40 billion budget. Revenue Department officials say the final tally could be higher because they're still reviewing some payments. The amnesty period ran from October 1st to November 15th. It allowed qualified taxpayers to avoid paying penalties and interest by paying off outstanding state tax liability incurred between June 30th, 2011 and July 1st, 2018. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Stop at John's Butcher Block now through Saturday and save on items like boneless chicken breast, just $1.99 a pound, or get smoking deals on fresh 80% lean ground beef for just $2.99 a pound. Get sizzling deals on boneless pork chops for just $2.99. Don't forget their platter-style sliced bacon is just $3.99 a pound. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
Okay, I only have 15 seconds to tell you about Tavium Plus Vapor Grip technology, the powerful dicamba premix herbicide from Syngenta. It controls tough weeds in soybeans and cotton, like Palmer amaranth, water hemp, and grass weeds. Actually, we're going to go longer, because Tavium lasts longer. So you get all the power of dicamba plus up to 3 weeks longer residual control than dicamba alone. Whew. Now time's officially up for tough weeds. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions. Tavium Plus Vapor Grip technology is a restricted use pesticide.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 38. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 29,180. That is down 199. The NASDAQ is at 9,558, down 13. March crude oil is at $50.49. That is down 46 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 79-year-old Fairfield resident Charles Crocker died at 4:40 p.m. on Saturday at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. He was a member of the Fairfield First Baptist Church. Chuck Crocker is survived by two children, one sister, brother Dale Crocker of Wayne City, and eight grandchildren. Services for Chuck Crocker will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, at the Archie Sanders Chapel in Wayne City. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. to service time. Burial will follow in Thomason Cemetery. Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Post Frame Buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, a 70% chance for snow with a high of 38, a 40% chance for snow tonight, a low of 25, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 35. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, rain is likely on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 48 with a low of 35. Cloudy skies on Monday. Monday will have a high of 40 with a low of 30. And partly cloudy skies on Tuesday. Tuesday will have a high of 45 and a low of 30.